the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com. Special episode today, we talked to second-year PT student from Drexel University, Joe Rinaldi. Joe wrote a killer blog post on his website, joerinaldi.blog, that I found online and just wanted people to hear his thoughts. It's fantastic. He goes through the things he learned in his first year in PT school. I thought it was a good thing to share an episode for him in his voice at the beginning of another academic year.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on, let's drink beer.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast, where we talk PT,
drink beer,
and record it.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Our guest today began his undergraduate studies at Bucknell University, where he majored in biology and worked in a research lab, then decided to walk on the football team. Currently pursuing his DPT at Drexel in Philly and will graduate in 2019. When he's not in class at the gym or studying, he enjoys combining his passions of cinematography, fitness, and PT to produce content for his Instagram page. We'll get a link to that in just a bit. Up on the show today, PT student Joe Rinaldi. Joe, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. I'm real happy to be here.
I usually start by saying, how I kind of came across our guest on the show. And with you, I just kind of tripped over your blog post on Facebook. And I just thought it was well written, especially as a PT student, just giving some, I thought, just enough information to really impart some wisdom and nothing more. Short, sweet, and to the point. And you wrote it well. We mentioned in your intro that you do like writing, but you did it really, really well. And that's I just had to reach out and say, hey, man, you got to come on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you know what? The funny thing is, up until probably last year, I never enjoyed writing. I was one of those kids in high school, in college, who was math, science.
Right.
I really couldn't stand English or language arts. Just recently, I started writing and I realized it really helps me solidify my thoughts and just become more self-aware of who I am and what I'm thinking,
We'll make sure people can find out the rest of your thoughts. It's joerinaldi.blog, joerinaldi.blog. And that's you posted it to the DPT student Facebook group. And the title was, What I Learned My First Year in PT School. And I love the graphic that you use because it's kicked around physical therapy a lot. It shows two lines. Both of them define success. One is just a straight line from bottom left to top right, and that's what people think success looks like. And then, Joe, describe what success actually looks like.
Yeah, so success does not look like that at all. If you go to my blog and you look at the picture, the line on the right starts in the bottom left and ends in the upper right of the screen. But in the middle, there's a bunch of loops, turns, ups, downs, lefts, and rights. And so that graphic really spoke to me because it really, really sums up that progress is never linear. And that's actually one of my points in my blog. So I guess I'll start with talking about that one.
Okay. Progress never linear. But we like to, it should be like, in a perfect situation, but PT school and life, not perfect.
Definitely not perfect. And it's something, this lesson was something that I knew before PT school. And I think deep down, everybody kind of realizes this, but it's something that's not always talked about. And I think it's important, especially in a physical therapy setting. I dealt with some rotator cuff issues earlier this year and I went to PT for it. And so I experienced firsthand how progress isn't linear, especially in rehabilitation. Every patient has ups and downs. And every road to success, whether it's in physical therapy or pursuing a goal outside of school or in school, It's never linear. There will be ups and downs, bumps in the road. And I think it's really important that people realize this before they start any journey.
The reason I liked your blog post is, besides just being short, sweet, to the point, because I have no attention span, it was five things. You're really firsthand because you just finished your first year of PT school, right?
Yeah.
So I think that any PT student who's listening to this now, as they're starting their first year of PT school, can say, okay, this isn't some professor or some guy who did it 10 years or 5 years or 3 years ago. Here's a guy who did it just now. And I like how, you know, the five points, they can be looked at from you as the PT student or a PT looking at a patient, or you as a student looking as yourself as a student.
Oh, 100%. Whether it's in PT or even in school, it's really important to realize that the road to success and to any goal is never going to be straightforward and linear. You're always going to have those ups and downs, bumps in the road. And I think it's really important, whether you're going into PT school or whether you're a physical therapist or a patient who's receiving physical therapy, to understand before you start any of those journeys that there will be bumps. But the important thing, and I know it sounds cliche, is that every time you fall down, no matter how many times, you just get back up and keep moving forward. And if you do that, progress is inevitable, you know?
Yeah, I like it. All right, so that was point one. Progress is never linear. Keep on moving forward. What's point number two?
Yeah, so anybody who's a physical therapist or currently in physical therapy might get a kick out of this one, because the point is, it always depends. And I know in school I've heard this, I can't even count how many times I've heard this. Basically, the gist of it is, when it comes to physical therapy, there's really no one way to do things. Actually, there's definitely not one way to do things. Everything depends. And so what I talked about in my blog is that a patient might come in with an injury, but everything about that patient and everything about that injury is probably unique to the patient. You need to take all of those factors into account when you're treating a patient, and that's going to result in individualized treatment. And ideally, each patient is going to receive the treatment that it meets their individualized circumstances and needs. And I know that from my limited experience in the clinic this past year, that's a lot easier said than done, especially when things are fast-paced, you're seeing multiple patients per hour. It's not always the easiest thing in the world, but I think the takeaway is, there's no cookie-cutter method. That doesn't work in physical therapy. Everybody needs to be treated as an individual, whether that's in the clinic or just in life in general.
Yeah, I think if I heard it depends one more time from my ortho professor, I was like, we're gonna get this guy a T-shirt that says, it depends. But he's right. And the more you go through it, the more you realize that it's exactly correct. I mean, there is no definitely one cookie cutter way to do anything in PT. And to flip it back onto a parallel as a student, you know, you and I might be studying the exact same topics, but we're gonna study them two very, very different ways, and we can get to that top right hand corner of that graphic, to that land of success, by doing our separate things differently.
100%. Couldn't be more true.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
The PT Pinecast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools, from high-quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. All right, point three out of five, what do we got?
All right, so the next one is movement is medicine. I write in my blog that it doesn't take an exercise scientist, which I am, or a rocket scientist to realize this, but movement really is medicine. There's probably not even a handful of diseases out there that can't be improved, or the progression of those diseases can't be slowed by exercise. I mean, you think of diabetes, Parkinson's, depression, any of those things. Exercise helps those things. And so when it comes to movement, actually, a quick side note, I started off my career at Bucknell University, where I studied biology. I was studying a lot of microbiology, but I also took a couple evolutionary biology classes, and those really interested me. And one of the things about evolution is, everything about the human body came about because of our the way we lived in the past.
Yeah.
Natural selection. And so we evolved to move. Our ancestors had to move constantly. They had to find shelter, food. They had to mate. They had to move to survive. It strikes me now that in this point in our in human history, we seem to move less than ever before.
Yeah.
And it seems to go hand in hand with a lot of the chronic conditions that we're seeing more and more today.
Yeah, I saw a stat just this past weekend. It's scary, Joe. The stat was Americans over the age of 40 don't even take one brisk walk a month.
It's scary. And I think it's not a lack of education. I don't think that's the problem because I think everybody knows that exercise is good for you. I think it has to come down to motivation. And in our society, I think that a lot of times healthcare ends up being reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. And then look, there's no saber-toothed tiger. There's no food shortage here in America. You know, the cable and Wi-Fi are really, really relaxing. And I got a lazy boy. So, you know, moving is on the list. It's just, you know, further down than it should be.
Totally.
All right. What's up next? Number four.
All right. So the next one is something that I never really thought about before I got into PT school. But it's probably one of the most important things I've learned. And that is words matter. I think back to my childhood. And I don't know if you've ever heard this saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Have you ever heard that?
Of course. Yep.
That's totally not true. Words hurt and words matter a lot, especially in physical therapy. And so what I like to talk about is that the body is so complex. And I've taken two neuroanatomy courses. I've learned a lot about how the nervous system is so intimately intertwined with every other system in the body. The way that you talk to people, the words that you use, and even the body language that you use influences the neural connections that somebody can make. It influences the circulating hormones in their body. It influences every aspect of their physiology. That's one of the reasons that the placebo effect is real. It's a real thing. It's been shown time and time again. Conversely, so is the nocebo effect. So what I mean by that is basically negative language and negative body language, negative beliefs and fear have a negative impact on how someone will rehabilitate. And so I think it's our job as physical therapists to educate our patients, empower our patients, and reassure them using positive language, because that definitely has positive influence on how they'll progress through therapy.
And going back to your last point in terms of the motivation, if you tell someone, you know, man, your rotator cuff is just shredded. The only thing that'll help really is surgery. Don't move it at all. That person's not going to want to move that shoulder at all. And then the less you move it, the less it can move. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy just by changing your language. It's a great point.
Exactly. And you even think of ACL patients. And the number one reason that ACL patients don't return to sport, high-level sport, if they were athletes beforehand, is fear of movement. And that's where we as physical therapists come in, educate and empower.
All right, last point on the joerinaldi.blog. What'd you learn? What's your fifth point?
Wow, well, this one was an important lesson. And it's the more I learn, the less I know. And I know I've heard that before. I'm not sure.
It's humbling.
It's extremely humbling. I'll say it. I'm a nerd. I studied. I read anatomy
textbooks. Say it proud.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. Yeah. So like I read anatomy textbooks, physiology textbooks in my free time. I thought I knew everything going into school. And when I got to school, you know, the first day, I realized I did not know as much as I thought. And the more I learn in school, the more I realize that there's so much out there that I still don't know. And it's humbling. But at the same time, it's motivating. I realize a lot of the things that I still don't know can really only be afforded through experience. And experience is the best teacher. So I'm really pumped to get out on my first clinical this coming fall. And really, I mean, I know it sounds silly, but I'm excited to make mistakes and learn from those mistakes, because it would be naive to think that I'm not going to make mistakes. Even the best physical therapists make mistakes. And
sure, you got a safety net right now. This is the place we want you to make, you know, safe mistakes, you know, as we say, opportunities to learn and go home and say, man, I shouldn't have done that. And then here's the thing. You're going to remember that and you're not going to do whatever that was again. And that's learning.
Exactly.
JoeRinaldi.blog. I love that quote at the end. You want to read that to everybody? Quote from one of your favorite actors.
Yeah, sure. So I've gotten a lot of flack for this because apparently not as many people are as big of fans as Will Smith as I am.
Oh, come on. The Fresh Prince? Who doesn't like Will Smith?
Exactly, right? The quote goes like this. The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, who want to do big things. Talent you have naturally. Skill only is developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. And that's exactly what I'm excited to do.
Where you are right now in PT school is an opportunity to learn, to make mistakes, and to do just that, to beat on your craft and figure out what kind of PT you're going to be.
Exactly. And I couldn't be more excited for it.
At Drexel now, you got a couple years before you get out of PT school. You can check out more from Joe and his writing now that he's into it. JoeRinaldi.blog. We're going to have a link for it at our website as well in our blog. And appreciate you doing great things even while you're a PT student. We don't underestimate those PT students because they can do some really fun things.
Thank you, Jimmy. I really appreciate you having me on, and I had a great time talking.
Making your commute to clinic enjoyable since 2015.
What is it?
This is the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing. Benefits. Positions in all of the 50 states. A variety of different settings. Plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country. And you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning. So we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.